The assassination of Denis Voronyenkov, the former Russian lawmaker who defected to Ukraine where he criticized Vladimir Putin, is being called by Ukraine's president an act of state terrorism by Putin's regime. It's also something Voronyenkov and his wife might have predicted. 70 hours before his murder, he told Washington Post reporter Andrew Roth as they sipped tea in Kiev, "For our personal safety, we can't let them know where we are," meaning Russians. Andrew joins us now from Kiev by Skype. Andrew, it's chilling. What did you think when you heard Voronyenkov had been assassinated, shot twice in the head in public?
So, you know, I was in Kiev just a couple of blocks away when the news came out about Voronyenkov being shot. And, you know, even though he said that he was concerned about his safety when we met a few days earlier, I don't think that anybody really expected things to turn out this way. He was somebody who had made quite a sensation when he came to Ukraine from Russia. There were a lot of people who were angry with him, of course, in the Kremlin. There were some people in Ukraine who also wondered why he had made that decision to suddenly just now start criticizing Vladimir Putin. So he was a person who was under a lot of scrutiny. But I think for everybody who found out about this, it was a huge shock.
Well, remind us, he was a lawmaker who voted for some of Putin's plans, for instance, seizing Crimea while in Russia. He was charged in a corruption case and fled Russia. While in Ukraine, he became a very vocal critic. He compared Russia to Nazi Germany and was charged kind of in absentia for that. But what is your feeling? Is your feeling that he only said what he had to say in Russia about Putin because he felt he couldn't otherwise, or that he supported Putin and only said things critical of him once he got to Ukraine because he had to take sanctuary there to escape those corruption charges, which, by the way, he said were trumped up?
I mean, that's the big question, or at least one of them is sort of how true their kind of change of heart in coming here to Ukraine has been. These weren't people who were big critics of the government while they were in Russia. In fact, they benefited quite a lot from the Russian government and their time there. After there was an investigation into corruption for some schemes that he was accused of being involved in, that's when they fled here. And the Ukrainian government was more than happy to welcome them. He received citizenship quite quickly, and he began speaking out against Vladimir Putin. I think it seems very convenient. You know, these are the kinds of things, the kind of rhetoric that, you know, it's important for them to show which side of the sort of conflict they stood on at this moment. But that doesn't discount the fact that he was also punished for doing that.
Yeah. And you write that while the death of Voronyenkov is raising alarms, obviously, in Ukraine and Russia, it's also raising alarms in Washington because of Yanukovych. Remind us why.
I think the big question here is about Russian influence abroad to a certain degree. So I just want to preface this by saying that it's really not clear who's killed him at this point, and it would be wrong to say 100% that it was certainly the Russian government. He had other enemies as well. But questions about critics of the Kremlin dying abroad are sort of another element of the Russian government and their ability to tamp down on criticism against the Kremlin. We've seen these kinds of cases before with people like Alexander Litvinenko, other dissidents abroad and in Moscow as well who have been targeted. Now, Voronyenkov's sort of checkered past makes it a little bit more difficult to say directly that he's really a dissident. But the fact that he was killed in this very brazen attack, if it is tied to the Kremlin, sort of shows a willingness to use force.
Well, and as to the Washington thread, you know, there are investigations of Russia's involvement in the presidential election. And former Donald Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort was a consultant to the toppled president Yanukovych, whose case Voronyenkov testified about.
Yes, so Voronyenkov had, when he came to Kiev, had begun testifying in the Yanukovych case as well. There's a lot of conspiracy theories about what exactly sort of prompted this attack against him. But there was at least a tie. At least it's not clear whether Voronyenkov really knew something about Yanukovych that nobody else knew, that he had secret information. But symbolically, his involvement in the case like that of any other Russian politicians who would give testimony against Yanukovych, it's sort of a poke in the side of the Kremlin of Moscow, and it wasn't something that's pleasant to see. And just in terms of the optics, it was something that wasn't exactly very happily received in Russia.
So, Andrew Roth, what's the feeling there in Kiev, where so many Russians have gone to escape the Kremlin? And as you said, as other Putin foes, whether or not this is a Putin-directed act, other foes of Putin have either been gunned down or poisoned. What's the feeling there?
You know, it's a lot of surprise about how brazen the attack was. this kind of violence in Kiev. I mean, it happens from time to time, but because of how high profile this person was, because of the fact that he had protection from the Ukrainian government, still have kind of raised some alarms about what's going on. You know, nobody who's really involved in this conflict or has gone against the Kremlin probably would feel themselves 100% safe in a city like Kiev or anywhere close by because of the long ties between the two countries. But I do think that Borodyanko's murder is going to make people put them on edge, at least for the foreseeable future.
Andrew Roth of The Washington Post, who had tea with Denis Voronyenkov just 70 hours before he was gunned down. He's there in Kiev. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.